Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we are forever grateful. I want to thank our sponsors, and I got some great announcements for you guys too. But I want to thank our sponsors tonight for sewing into us. We have Travel Ambassador and Business Coach, Elder Cornelia Brown. Cornelia is ready to give y'all some free travel portals, so make sure you give her a call at 404-786-0873 and just tell her, I would like my free travel club. So go ahead and dial that again, 404-786-0873, and Cornelia will take care of you with that. Then we have Vodyology. Vodyology is your one-stop shop to all of your commercial, video, and infomercial needs. The song that you just heard, they actually create the music. They did everything but our singing voice. Ms. Deidre Norvett actually did the project with them. You heard her. And make sure y'all go out to the digital outlet and get her copy of This Is Me. It just came out last month, and I'm telling you, it will bless you. So Deidre Norvett is our singing voice that you just heard on our song, and that is her name. Her project is called This Is Me. Go out and get it. I'm telling you, it's less than you going to spend on a combo, okay? And then we have Afrographics. Afrographics does all of our photography and videography. Afrographics is spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X is an X-ray. And you can contact them for your photography needs, any of your design needs, from flyers to banners, postcards, newsletters, whatever it is, they can take care of you. Finally, we have, well, not finally, I have one more. After this one, we have Post Surgery Care of Atlanta. Post Surgery Care of Atlanta, Jillian would take good care of you, she and her team, where aftercare matters most. Schedule your free consultation with aftercare needs at 470-298-2630. Again, that's Post Surgery Care of Atlanta, LLC. And you can visit them at postsurgerycareatlanta.org. But all of our sponsors have Facebook business pages as well, so you can visit them on that. And she's actually on Facebook and Instagram with Post Surgery Care Atlanta. Now, don't forget, if you guys hadn't already gone out and gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox, make sure you go out there and do that. We're at the last quarter of the year, and it's time to refresh in your mind. Detox that mind, and let's make it happen, y'all, because we're going to end 2019 strong, okay? All right, so the detox, the Mind Detox is on Amazon. It's on Smashwords. It's on Barnes & Noble and any of your digital outlets, and that's only $2.99. And that is a copy of the my fourth book that I've brought out. And finally, I got some events for y'all. So, ladies that's in the Georgia area, they have 5 slots. Yes, you heard me right. 5 slots left for the Whole Woman Experience presenting a transformative retreat for personal and spiritual growth. When I tell y'all, you're going to be blessed. I emceed the one last year, and we had an absolute ball. But if you have never attended one, you don't want to miss this. They have 5 slots left, so make sure you go out and get your tickets. Now, I'm going to make sure that I put the link inside of this page when we finish, as well as if you go on my timeline, you'll see the link as well. But they have 5 slots, and ladies, it's going to be at Callaway Gardens and Resort. So you know it's going to be an awesome, awesome time to just be refreshed, transformed, and for personal and spiritual growth. So I'm telling you, Natalie Warren is so, so amazing and awesome. She is definitely living out her purpose and doing what she do. For those of you listening in Radio Land, I am on Facebook Live this evening. So welcome to On Fire to Inspire on Facebook Live. Hey, everybody. Just thanking all of our sponsors, announcing events. For those of you in the South Carolina and North Carolina and surrounding areas, I will be hosting a Fresh Wind to the End vision board party next Saturday. That's the 21st from 2 to 4 p.m. I'm partnering up with Innovation Church, and it's going to be held from 2 to 4 p.m. And that is from 612 North Limestone Street, Gaffney. And that is, you can RSVP on Eventbrite. You can email us or contact us at 678-750-3233. But you want to get there, because there are some things that some of you are putting off to 2020, and God is saying no. There are some things that you can get done before 2019 finishes. And then there are some other things that there are bigger projects that you can get started on, because some of those things that God is giving you, those babies, it's going to take a little longer. But guess what? We're going to start them before 2019. So if you are in the South Carolina, North Carolina driving area, make sure y'all come on out. That's, again, September 21st from 2 to 4 p.m. I, Miss On Fire to Inspire, will be hosting that for you, Fresh Winter for the End Vision Board Party. We're going to have a ball. I'm telling you, we really are. So, hey, everybody, as you're joining, thank you so much for joining us. Tonight's topic is creating daily habits to live the life you desire. Now, y'all know that each and every day or that I come on, or any time that you hear me, everything is based on the premise of what God told me. He said, tell the people to stop existing and start living the life I've called them to. So with that said, I'm bringing people on as guests that are doing that, they're living that out. And so in essence, they're going to help you as well. And then for the ones when I do the teaching on my own, is whatever is inspired by the Holy Spirit, right? But we're going to bring our guests on tonight. I'm so excited about having Cindy. We're going to have her introduce herself, and I'm going to bring her on now. So bear with me as we bring her on. And hi, everybody, as you're joining us, welcome to On Fire to Inspire and Radio Land. And thank you so much for joining us as well. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I'm
so excited to be with you tonight.
So excited to have you. So grateful. Let's see here. We got a little feedback. Let me see. I'm still hearing your feedback there. Do you have two electronics on? No, one? Okay. All right, bear with me. A lot of feedback here. All right. Can you hear me? I can't hear you now.
How is that? Is that better?
There you go. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Well, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I'm great. You're cutting out a little bit for me, so I'm just going to pray this all works out here.
Well, it will. Now, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire listeners.
Sure. My name is Cindy Walter, and I live in a rural area in northeastern Ohio. Horse and buggies go by our house every day, and it's been a beautiful place to raise our family. We have four children. My youngest is a senior in high school, and then I have, she's 17, and then I have two more daughters that are 19, 22, and then my son is 24. And I've been a work-from-home mom their whole life. Super passionate about health and wellness and helping people. And I was just so honored to meet you through LinkedIn. I started using LinkedIn to connect with other women. And when I find people that I just adore, that we have a lot in common with, I just get so excited. And besides our faith, we share so many other things. So I was just so excited that you invited me tonight and share a little bit of my story.
Yes, ma'am. I was so excited when I was seeing some of the things that you were doing. And like you said, the profile, our profiles are so similar. I was like, oh my gosh, he's helping people live their life. Oh, so yes, I love it. I absolutely love when people are walking out their gifts and not just kind of hold on to it. You're kind of releasing it so that you can help them, because that's what it's for, right? That's what it's about.
Absolutely. And it's scary. But I just feel like every time God stretched me to do something new, something different, he equips me as well. So the fear might be there, but the faith always helps me break through that next level and step into whatever he has for me. So it's just been great. And this last 7 years and this journey we've been on is, it's just so amazing. So yeah, it's just been great. And I meet wonderful people like you.
Amen. I'm so excited. Now, the topic tonight, we have the topic of creating habits, creating daily habits to live the life that you desire. What does that topic mean to you, Cindy?
It's everything. I'm actually training at what we call a Super Saturday event in Northern Michigan on Saturday, and it's one of the things that I'm training on, because really, your habits dictate your day, they dictate your mood, they dictate how you show up in this world, and you'll notice I look like I'm ready for a workout, because fitness is super important to me, and not because I want to be the best athlete or anything like that. I just want to be well in every area, and my health is super important to me. That's why I teach and preach this to my clients. If I have healthy habits, I then can be a better wife, mother, friend, leader, and all of those things. So do you want me to share what my habits are?
Please. It's going to help us.
Sure. So I get up in the morning, and I would say I'm someone that teaches and preaches moderation when it comes to nutrition. So I have habits with my nutrition, but again, I'm a little bit flexible. So I'm not one of those people that have to have everything perfect. Mm-hmm. But I get up in the morning and I have organic coffee, and I make these little protein balls. I'll have a couple of protein balls, and then I come into my office, and I like to have my quiet time for, oh my gosh, the past 18 years. I've always either been in a Bible study. The last year and a half, I've been kind of on my own doing either devotionals or an online study. So through LinkedIn, I'm other amazing woman from Australia, and I'm doing a beloved business devotional that I just sit down with for a few minutes every day, and it just is a great way to start my day off properly. And I'm also someone that is, I focus on gratitude. So another thing I do is, I don't know if you're a Rachel Hollis fan, but she has this journal, and so every day it forces you to write down at least 5 things you're grateful for. So In the morning I write down 5 things I'm grateful for, and then 10 dreams as if I've already made them happen. So in the next 5 years, things that I want to do, acting as if I've already had them done, they're already accomplished. And so that's a little habit that I do, a little ritual that really helps me stay focused, because I truly believe what you focus on, you find. And if you're focusing on what can go wrong and fear and what you're nervous or anxious about, that's what's going to happen to you, and that's what's going to be drawn to you. But if you focus on abundance and you focus on helping and serving people, and, you know, my dreams are big, outrageous dreams that I talk about every day, you know, big things. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I've never written a book. I'm actually doing a little mini 3-page chapter for the first time ever in a book that might be coming out here in the next few months. So that's like a big, big dream. So all kinds of things, you know, I'm living out God's purpose for my life.
Yeah.
You know, just every in every aspect of my life, my relationships are so wonderful. So every day I do that. And then I, as much as I'm automated, I, you know, have an iPhone and I have the iCal and it syncs with all my devices, I still have a paper planner. And it's a very, very inexpensive one, but it's adorable. And I'm all about cute things and it has cute posts and or quotes. It's called the Happy Planner. And gosh, I think I got it at Joann Fabrics. And not expensive at all, but has cute quotes in it. And you can keep track of what your monthly goals are, which is wonderful. And every day I write in it my non-negotiable. And, you know, to me, the non-negotiable habits have to be my quiet time and prayer time. I pray even over my business every single day. Of course, I pray for my family, friends, all of that stuff, people in need. But I pray over my business every day as well. So non-negotiable, my workouts. And I always tell people, even if you're not someone that loves fitness, find something you enjoy. Find a friend that you want to catch up with. Go for a walk. Go to the park. Take your dog out if you have a pet. You know, I do all kinds of things. I'm known for running. That's my thing. I love to run. I used to do a lot of half marathons, full marathons, but now I'm really slowing down with that. I do probably run 2 times a week now, 2 to 3, and I do yoga, and I do weight training with my husband and try to change it up and make it fun. So find something that you enjoy to do. And then I write in my planner also my non-negotiables for so for those of you that are working, and, you know, I work with a lot of working moms, a lot that work from home, but a lot of moms that work, I plan out my non-negotiables. I put in my family's activities and all the priorities we have and my non-negotiable business things that have to get done each day. Right. And that's where I start. I read a book from Brian Tracy called Eat That Frog, and I have this little cute frog I keep at my desk to be my reminder to do the harder things first. You know, don't procrastinate the things that you have to do each day. Like for me, it's, you know, I need to be following up with my potential clients. I need to be following up with my clients to see how they're doing. Those are non-negotiable things. I don't want to put that off till the end of the day and then run out of time and then not be able to do it. So I put all the non-negotiables in, and it's those everyday daily habits that really make a difference. I forgot to say the bed is made first thing in the morning. Forgot that one. That's a biggie. And I also always go to bed with everything neat and tidy, kitchen sink. I don't know if you've ever heard of Fly Lady, but I started doing that years ago when I had 4 little ones. And one of the things she talks about is going to bed with everything clean and picked up. So when I wake up in the morning and I go for that cup of coffee, my kitchen sink is clean, everything's picked up and nice. I'm calm. I'm in a great, calm place when I go into my office and I start my day.
Yes.
So that's about my daily habits. So every day I take care of my health, my nutrition. I drink water. I get a good night's sleep every night. I have a sleep time routine that I do. I'm not someone that stays up real late. Very, very occasionally do I do that. But I've got a bedtime routine that I follow and really just try to make my health a priority so that I'm happier and I show up better in the world for all the people I love.
Yes. I love the fact that you said you have some non-negotiables. I mean, you know, that right there is like, so that speaks volume because we need to do that. That is like an emergency urgency, so to speak. You know?
Okay.
And so many of us, we negotiate our non-negotiables. You know? And it's this, no. I love it. I love it. And Joyce, thank you so much for typing all that stuff that she was saying. I mean, because she was saying prayer and you were saying the fitness. And we have Ms. Joyce is actually typing and she's clapping. Thank you so much. And so, you know, that is like, what do you find that as you're helping some of your clients move to these healthy habits and being intentional about creating healthy habits, are you seeing that their success rate is improving? What are you seeing as a result of
health? Oh gosh, you know, I truly believe your health is one of the most important things And I work with a lot of people that struggle, and it's a real challenge. They might have unhealthy habits they've had since they were a child. So I actually, on top of my nutritional coaching, I actually got certification in mindset coaching so I could help those people, because what I really need to do with them is try to get to the heart of why they do what they do and why they have created these bad habits, and try to help them overcome that and then create, you know, get rid of the bad habits and create good habits in their place. So that's a big part of what I do. And then I teach people to do what I do. So we have a lot of coaches that are doing the same exact thing I do, and we've created a team of some amazing, amazing leaders. And what we all have in common is the heart to serve others, the heart to help people, heal people, and to really help them. When they're healthy, they can really live out their best life, and they can live into the purpose that that God has for them. And so often, that one piece is missing. The health piece might be missing, and when they get healthier, they can do what they're meant to be doing. So I take it really seriously. It's a calling. It's something I'm so grateful for. It's so truly fulfilling that I get to do this every day. I get to do what I do. It's not a job. It's not a chore.
Right.
It's not I have to do this if I want to get paid. It is, thank you, God, that you allow me to do this for people and play a small role in helping people get healthy, get fit, and be truly happy, gain their confidence back, let them feel good in their skin, let them then be of service to others.
Wow. What do you see where they're just like, it's a fight, it's a struggle. What do you see the most struggle for most people?
I do work with men. My son does this business with me. My husband's on board with me. So I do work with men too. But because I am a mom, I have four kids, I do work with a lot of moms that, you know, our kids are our world. They're our lives, and we just feel this huge responsibility to take care of them. And so many moms lose sight of themselves, and they almost think it's selfish to take care of themselves. So that is something that I see over and over and over again. And I'll have women that I'm coaching just break down in tears that they know they need to be taking care of themselves. They know they're exhausted. They're burning the candle at both ends, and they just don't know how to change it. And so, you know, sometimes you just have to work with them on, okay, do you think if you felt better, if you spent a little time in self-care, taking care of yourself, that you might be a better mom? You know, for me, I feel like I'm a better mom. I'm a better wife. I'm a better business leader. I'm a better coach, everything, friend, everything. When I'm taking care of myself, when I let myself go and I let my health go and I'm exhausted and I'm crazy and irritable with my kids, I'm not showing up at my best. So, you know, for me, it's a priority. So I really try to ask questions and really break it down. And most people have the time. They just feel guilty about working out and taking time that they should be home. And I'm like, all right, well, if your kids go to school, then you can take an hour for yourself and get a workout in. Or when your husband's home at night, you can go for a quick walk. You can do it. You just have to stop making excuses. For me, I tell people, make your children and your family your why, not your excuse why not.
Wow. Make them your why and not your excuse why not. Oh, I love it. I love that. Do you find that some of them is the mindset, like you said, you had to go get the mindset certification. Do you feel like it's a mindset, just a shifting that you got to kind of dig deep and go there in the mindset portion?
Yeah, and once you can get that taken care of, then that's where the real change can happen. And, you know, people have to view their health and their habits as a priority. And until they get that piece, it's very difficult for them to have the results they're seeking. So it's just something I coach some people that their mindset's in the right place, and they're a little easier to coach. I have some people that are super independent and don't need a lot of coaching at all. And then I have other people that, you know, they require a lot of time and a lot of hand-holding and a lot of loving and nurturing. And, you know, I that's what I'm here to do. I feel like my gifting is encouragement and inspiring people, and so sometimes it requires a little bit of patience and not giving up on my part, but I truly feel like, you know, I just don't give up on people. And I have one person I'm thinking of right now. She's been with me. She's been one of my coaching clients for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And on again, off again, on again, off again. And she just sent me the most beautiful message the other day saying, thank you for never giving up on me.
That's
what I feel like I'm here to do. And I just know, like, I can tell this time is different from her. She's ready up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just so excited to see what's going to happen with her in the next 6 months to a year, because she's already having results. She's already feeling good. She's back on her bicycle and she's taking yoga classes, and she's had, you know, some challenging health issues. So it's just such a joy and such a pleasure to see people break through, and when the light bulb goes off, they finally get it and they're ready to take their health seriously, make themselves a priority, create some great healthy habits, replace the bad ones. It's just so magical what can happen for them.
Wow, creating some healthy habits. You know, I'm seeing all kind of things come up, popping up with the notes, and I'm seeing Joyce is like, teach. Sierra's like, she's loving this teaching. And, you know, sometimes we need to be reminded, hey, man, you're right. Encouragement, it is awesome. And so many times, you know, your life is taking you in different places. But if you have a person in your front row, so to speak, like yourself, that's helping encourage you, saying, hey, you got this. You can do this. You know, okay, let's kind of reassess this. I'm loving it. I absolutely love it. And I felt drawn to you when I was reading your profile. I was like, oh, we need to connect. That's my sister there. We got to connect.
I love it. I'm so thrilled. And I can't wait to see our friendship evolve after this.
Yes, yes. So your clients, you say you have women, you have men. So what does your day look like as far as someone who wants to connect with you so that they can bring you on as a coach to help them go to the next level?
Right. I have a website, and it's really nice because people can click on it. They can get a free gift, which is really great for kind of organizing and taking control over their refrigerator. And then there's a schedule for a free consultation with me, a button that they can check. So I can give you my website if you'd like, and we can share that with people. And that's how people schedule time with me. And I do quick 15-minute consultations. If we need more, we take more. And we just try to talk things through, find out where their health is, what have they done before, where are they wanting to go, and then I just try to figure out how I can best help and serve them. So I spend a lot of my time doing that. Then I'm also coaching the clients I already have. We have a fabulous Facebook group for people that are interested in our product service and all of that we put people in. And also, it's a great coaching environment. So we have like 45,000 people in it. It's a phenomenal group.
Wow.
And and so I spent time, you know, working on that, working with my leaders who, again, just such great leaders that all pour content into the group. I don't manage this group by myself. I could never do it. We have about 30 or 40 people that help admin the group and put great content in it. And we really spend a lot of time encouraging people. We share transformation pictures. We watch it. We actually approve the post so that they stay positive, because sometimes we just get people that are negative and complaining, and, you know, we just don't want that in our group. We want it to be a place where people feel supported and encouraged and loved on. So we keep it incredibly positive, and it's worked great. And so then, you know, just trying to find that quiet time in. And honestly, if I have one struggle, and you didn't even ask this question, but it's that I love what I do so much that the one thing I need to schedule in my calendar is downtime for me, because I love what I do so much. I mean, I could do calls and podcasts like this all day. I love helping and serving people. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, I've got this, I mean, literally this stack of books right here that I'm trying to get through right now. And I'm like, okay, I need to at least schedule 20 or 30 minutes of time to read every day. I listen to podcasts while I'm getting ready, so I do that. But the sit down and read part is a little harder for me. So that's what, you know, that's on my to-do list, to schedule that. Because if I don't schedule it in, it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. That's why I really teach. teach and preach, being organized with your time, having those non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. You know, for someone like me, I have to schedule in my relaxation time or it won't happen.
I love it. So do you have time to even journal? I mean, your schedule is like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's what I do in the morning. So okay. I write down my things that I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. That's my morning habit that I do.
Gotcha.
Because my day will get away from me if I don't do that. Mm-hmm. And I do that before I even work out. So mm-hmm. I don't set an alarm, mm-hmm. but I usually wake up 5:30 to 6 o'clock every morning. And that's the first thing I do is come in with my coffee, have my quiet time, mm-hmm. Have my time journaling and yes. writing things down that I'm grateful for. And, you know, I'm just a firm believer that even on the worst of days, you can find things to be grateful for. Even when you're going through a rough time, there's still so much to be grateful for. And if we can live in a place of gratitude and being thankful and feeling blessed for what we have mm-hmm. and not feeling all the negative things that we could so feel, especially, right. you know, with social media, I never feel this way, but I can't tell you how many people have said they don't like to get on Facebook or they're taking a break from Facebook because it makes them feel bad about themselves. And I'm like, oh my God, wow. You go there for inspiration and to feel good about yourself. You don't compare yourself to other people or what they're doing or anything like that.
Right.
You go on there and it's all about, you know, finding the people to follow
right.
who are inspiring and inspirational and that will make you feel good.
Exactly. Now, what would you say to the person that says, oh my goodness, Cindy, I hear you, Aaliyah, I hear you guys, and I am ready to change some things. I'm ready to shift my mindset. I'm ready to start some daily habits to live the best life that I can live. What would you say to that person that is saying, hey, you guys are talking to me. I am horrible at organization. I'm horrible at this. I'm horrible at that. What would you say to that person?
Oh, first of all, I'd give them a huge hug and say, you go. That's so awesome. Absolutely. And, you know, it's really being intentional. So once they are ready to declare that, it's mm-hmm. all right. Now if that's decision time, there's no going back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to find a way. You know, I do this teaching that I've learned. You know, a lot of people, they get super, super excited, and there's this growth cycle, and
mm-hmm.
we call it the inception phase. I learned mm-hmm. this with the growth company I'm involved in mm-hmm. from Austin, Texas. And so you're in this inception stage, and you're so excited. I'm ready to make healthy changes and
yes.
healthy habits. So excited. And right around the corner from that is what we call deception, where mm-hmm. then things will happen, and maybe something stressful will happen. And if you're an emotional leader, you'll start, you know, stuffing your feelings, or maybe you get sore from working out and you're like, oh, I really don't like working out. You know, I even though I'm saying I want to do it, I really don't like it. And we talk ourselves out of it as quickly as we talk ourselves into it. So knowing that that's coming and expecting it
mm-hmm.
is really what I try to prepare people for. Know it's going to come.
Right.
No matter what it is. It could be a business decision. It could be anything, not just mm-hmm. your health and your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next phase is transformation. And that's where you do the work. That's where you've gotten through that deception phase. Now you're in transformation. Now you're making the changes. You're doing the do. You're breaking the bad habits. And day by day, you're doing the healthy habits. And it takes a good month at least to start creating those good habits. So doing
yes.
them, even if you don't feel like it,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if you don't want to make that bed first thing in the morning, you make it anyway. Even if you don't want to clean those dishes up before you go to bed at night, you do it anyway. Even if you don't want to put your tennis shoes on in the morning, do it anyway. And
yes.
so you're going through that transformation stage until it becomes your identity. And that's the last stage. And when it becomes your identity, then it's part of who you are now, and there's just no one that's going to change that for you. And
mm-hmm.
so for me, like, the fitness part, it's my identity. I work out no matter what. If it's raining, I'll stay inside. If I'm having a bad day or feeling yucky and tired, I'll do it anyway because I know I'm going to feel better after I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So all those non-negotiables now are my identity, and you can always change that identity, take it to the next level, add greater habits. I'm not done. Are you kidding? There's so much more I need to do and learn and grow and all of that. So I'll keep tweaking and changing and adding better habits and ditching more bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I would say is get ready for that cycle of growth and know you're going to go through that whole thing. And if you can stay with it long enough till it becomes your identity, you've got it.
I love it. Oh my goodness. You know, when you break it down like that, it's like, wow, they can take it one bite at a time. Because when you're in a place of, okay, everything is chaotic, because I have so many people reaching out to me, and it's like, Aaliyah, what do I do? Aaliyah. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I need you to breathe. I just need you to exhale, inhale and exhale. But yes, taking it one bite at a time, like you're saying. And I've been watching the comments that are coming over, and I got to make a quick comment, okay? Sidebar, real quick.
Sure.
She just said that you need to make sure that the people that you're connecting with, that they're encouraging you. You do not allow or compare yourself to anyone else, because guess what? I say this all the time. No one can be the best you. But you, I can't be you, I can't do you, I can't walk in your shoes, but I applaud you because of what you've been through. You made it, you're here. You may not be in the best form or shape that you want to be in, but guess what, you're here, and we have breath in our body to make it even better, daily. Right, Cindy?
Right.
So for those of you who are saying, you know, but you don't understand, yes, I do, we've all been there. And we're growing daily. Like she said, she's still growing. We're all still growing. We're all still evolving. So I say to you, I applaud you. If you're still on here with us, whether you're in Radio Land or you're listening to us on Facebook Live, I applaud you because you're saying, I want better. I want to create some daily habits and do some things to take me to that next place of being and living out the best life that I desire to live. So I just had to go there for a quick moment.
Awesome. Perfect. Perfect.
Because I only connect with people that lift me up. If you're a Demi Downer, as they say, or you're very negative, I unfriend people because you're not going to put that in my spirit, because I got to feed others. And as I feed others and bring them up, I got to have people who are bringing me up as I continue to feed, you know, to give out. You understand?
Same. Yep, absolutely. And part of my presentation on Saturday, I'm mm-hmm. talking about your environment.
Yes.
And I'm training on a quote, the Jim Rohn quote, that you're mm-hmm. the sum of the five people you spend the most time with, so choose wisely. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always talking about that. Who are your five people that you spend the most time with, and
yes.
do they lift you up? And do they encourage you to be a better human? You know, do they really try to support you? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what I do too. Those mm-hmm. are the people that I choose to surround myself with, for
yes.
sure.
Yes, and yes. I love it. So I'm looking forward to this book that you're going to be bestseller of. And I love the fact that you're writing as if you already accomplished those. And so for those of you who have not started journaling, that is a great daily habit. Now, I write out like with my visions and my goals, you know, I write it out, but I have not written that I've already accomplished it. So I'm going to start that part. You've encouraged me to do some additional things. So I write it out and I actually create visuals with it. And I think that's why the Lord had me do a vision board party that I'm going to be actually hosting in South Carolina next week. And so I'm excited about that, because as I was asking people and calling people, I was like, hey, have you ever been to a vision board party? I was like, what is that? I was like, we do it here in Georgia all the time.
Yeah, I have one right in my office. And
yes.
Every year I have a party and I have my team members come over and we do them, and mm-hmm. we get every element of our life in there. We get our faith in there, our family. We get our businesses, mm-hmm. our goals for our health, like everything is on there, and mm-hmm. I update it once a year, and it's a fun activity, and I'm
yes.
a visual person, so seeing it is very important, but writing it is important too, so
yes.
writing those goals down, that's
yes.
a really, really important thing. If you're wanting to get your business to the next level, if you're an entrepreneur, whatever that looks like for you, writing down those goals are
right.
super important, but also your health goals, your family goals, your relationship goals, everything.
Mm, I love it. And I know that two of my Facebook friends recently had some things manifest for them that was on their vision board. Cheryl Williamson, she and her husband had on their vision board that they wanted to direct a movie that had written or something to that effect. Well, not only did that manifest this year, and they've been at some of the film festivals. Jasmine Guy is actually their star in the movie. So it is so awesome to see those type things manifest that you wrote down, but then you put on your vision board as well that I'm actually visually declaring what I want to see happen for my life. Like you're writing down daily what you're seeing or what you've declared that's going to happen. So I'm like so excited for her. And again, there's no comparison. I'm celebrating with her because, okay, God, if you did that for her, I know mine is coming. You know, not so much as, oh, you know what, mine had, no. You look at it as your tool of pushing you up. What do you think, Cindy?
Yeah, I'm all about that. And I teach this and I talk to people about it all the time. I just really try not to tolerate comparison. I just tell people when they come to me and they're comparing themselves to other, you can't compare your beginning to someone else's middle or someone else's end.
Right.
Comparison is the thief of joy. That
is
so true. Mm-hmm. The only thing that you should compare yourself to is, am I better today than I was yesterday? Am I a better person today than I was yesterday? You want to do that? That's allowed.
Yes.
Other than that, no. I'm not going to be you. You can't be me. Absolutely not. But why can't we be so psyched for each other, for each other's success, encourage each other, applaud each other, you know, inspire each other, give hope to each other. Like, that's what we're called to do.
Yes.
No judging, no comparing.
I absolutely love it. So what you got coming up, Sandy?
Oh, goodness. So many things. I've got a couple speaking opportunities. I'm going to be hosting an event myself.
Okay.
I'm coming to South Carolina to a RISE event, a business event with Rachel Hollis.
Okay.
So I'll have to talk to you about that one. See how far I am away from you.
Okay.
And yeah, just really working on, I'm going to get this chapter in this book that's coming out. It's called Your Time Is Now, and it's got 30 inspiring stories from different women. So I'm excited about that.
Okay.
So much. My goals and dreams really are to be a bigger impact on people and just continue the work that that God has for me and do it well.
Oh my goodness. I love it. So tell them your website. How do they follow you?
Sure.
How they can connect?
Absolutely. So my name spells a little differently, and I can write it in the notes after, but it's CindyWalter.com. CindyWalter.com.
All right.
And there is where you can click and put your email address in, get the free gift, schedule a free 15-minute phone call with me if you'd like, and then we can certainly talk about, you know, your health, your mindset, your goals, and I can see if I can help you.
Yes. I know there are some people that you have helped tonight already. And so you all make sure that you go out there and take advantage of your free gift and your free consultation and see how she can help you additionally. Again, repeat that website for me, please.
CindyWalter.com.
CindyWalter.com. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I love it, Cindy. Are there any final words that you want to leave for them?
Oh, I would just really like to make sure everyone is filled with hope that if your life is not in the place you want it to be right now, that there's so much hope that you can change anything. And it doesn't matter how old you are. Don't feel like if you're a little bit older, you can't make changes. My goodness, I'm 51 and I'm still making changes. And I coach people that are older than me that are making changes. And it's never too late to change your life. Like, that's definitely something I want people to realize, and it's subtle, and you can make little changes one at a time, so it's not overwhelming.
Yeah.
But you can get, just imagine if you start taking action on your goals and your dreams and on breaking those bad habits, on creating new habits and focusing on new habits, not the old ones. Don't even think about what the bad habits are, but focusing on creating these new habits. Think about where your life could be in 5 years if you start working on it right now. I mean, you could be in a totally different place with everything in your life, your health, your work, your family, your relationships. Everything could be better and different. Your faith, your spirituality, everything could be different if you start taking action now.
I love it. You know, I had a guest, I think my first or second year doing this, and she said, you know what, Aaliyah? She said, I'm 52 years old, and I'm finally living my life. I said, what? She said, I'm retired for 30 years or something, doing something. She said, but that wasn't my life. She said, now, I think she had just become a best-selling author, and she was doing a lot of different things. She said, now I'm living. She said, I said, existing? She said, yes. So she went from existing to living at 52. So I'm telling you, whoever's on here, whether you're listening to the online radio show, if you're listening to us via Facebook Live, if you're listening to the recording, because the recording will be available as well, make sure you all take heed to every word that she said tonight, because you've been such a blessing, Cindy, to so many.
Thank you. And you're just such a sweet soul. I am so glad I reached out to you on LinkedIn and made this connection with you.
Yes.
And I'm just so thrilled and honored to be with you guys tonight. I hope and pray that it was helpful and that you guys got a few nuggets out of it that can really help you.
I know they did. And guys, make sure you go to CindyWalter.com. And Kiana, thank you so much for posting it in there. And you can, you know, if there's anything else, Cindy, that you want to post in the feed, please feel free to do so.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. And we'll talk soon.
All right. Have a great night, everyone.
You too. So, guys, y'all remember, go back and listen to the recording if you missed any of this interview, because I'm telling you, she just helps resuscitate somebody tonight. I don't know if someone was just kind of like, oh, I need some oxygen. But guess what? She just gave you your oxygen. You know how when the plane is about to fall or whatever, the oxygen mask just falls down? She just gave you your oxygen mask, and she just put it on you. And she said, now I need you to breathe first before you try to help everybody else. Okay? So that's what you just did, right? So that's what you guys got tonight, your oxygen that was needed. It's time to move forth and the life that God has called you to. So many of you have been waiting to say, well, you know what? I'm going to wait till 2020. Guess what? It is time to say from today, from this day forward. Thank you, everybody that's been with us. From this day forward, you're going to move forward from this day forward. From what is today's date? The 10th? On September 10th, from this day forward, I choose to say I'm going to create daily habits that are fruitful to live the life that I desire. I'm not going to keep putting it off. I'm not going to keep allowing life to happen. I'm going to live my life. And so, Cindy, we applaud you again, and we appreciate you for sharing with us tonight. Thank you again to all of my sponsors, Vodiology, Infographics, Post Surgery Care of Atlanta, Travel Ambassador and Business Coach, Elder Cornelia Brown. Make sure you all support our sponsors. They are so awesome. They're phenomenal. If you have not gotten your copy of the 21 Day Mind Detox, it is time. If you've already purchased it, thank you so much. Go back and reread it. When you go back and reread that 21 Day Mind Detox book that I wrote, that book helps you intentionally put in and feed yourself something positive. So you are taking out all of the garbage. It's time to take out the trash, y'all. No more excuses, right? And we're moving forth in the things that God has called us to. Thank you again, Cindy. Cindy put in her site, CindyWalter.com, so make sure y'all go out. Don't forget, September 20th through the 22nd, the ladies that are in the Georgia area, surrounding areas, because they actually have about six states that are represented already. But the whole women experience, they're presenting a transformative retreat for personal and spiritual growth. That is at Callaway Gardens on the 20th through the 22nd. Next Friday through Sunday. Yes, and they have 5 slots left. That's it. That's all. So I'm going to put that link in here. And I will be doing in South Carolina, I will be doing the Fresh Wind to the End for the End Vision Board Party. Go out to RSVP through Eventbrite, where you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com or call us. And go ahead and secure your slot so that we can make sure we have enough supplies for you, because it's time to get that. See, she just gave you your oxygen, but I'm going to help you get your next win to continue to the very end of 2019, because there is so much to be done. There is so much life in you to get some things accomplished in the over the next 3 months. There are some things that's even bigger that you're going to start this time to finish for 2020. But we're not putting it off for 2020. We're getting started in 2019, even for the bigger projects. So I applaud each and every one of you. Thank you so much for spending the time with Cindy and I tonight on Fire to Inspire. You know, like I said, I am your purpose midwife, Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, to help you push that purpose out, to live in purpose, to live purposefully and live the life that God created for you to be. No more existing. It's time to live out the life that God called for you. I am Aaliyah Butler, and I will see you guys next week, same time, same place. All right? See you then.